listen to Danny Lakey and turn it up to the ceiling. Everything could go so wrong, but you'll be so happy. It's Danny Lakey, yeah. It's Danny
right across
Lakey.
Australia. This is the Danny Lakey Show.
Well, if I don't put a stop to these Uranus jokes, who will? Unfortunately, it is the brown stain on this media industry, and I've done my part tonight, and I've put the final stake through the heart of Uranus. And there will be some discussion of a new sport that is floated, new diving with a small aftertaste of puppetry of the penis, plus the Chinese zoo that try to pass off a dog as a wolf. You never try pass off a bitch as a wolf. You just don't do it. But let's kick it off with a bit of jam gear. Very exciting because a new article has dropped surmising everything we know about Space Jam 2 so far. Yeah. Juicy, of course. Tip for a mid-year release. The biggest blockbuster of the year. No trailer just yet. Just a couple of teasers out there. But everything we do know is in this one clear, concise document. Space Jam 2. God, there's a bit of nostalgia. We all remember where we were. We watch Space Jam 1, usually in our lounge rooms or at the cinema for most people. And I'm very much looking forward to all these years later, rekindling a bit of my inner child and watching Space Jam 2. No doubt there'll be fathers out there who grew up watching Space Jam 1. Very much looking forward to sharing some quality time with their children watching Space Jam 2. Probably in the lead up, you'd go back to Space Jam 1. You'd explain who Michael Jordan was. You'd have a very jolly old time. And then you'd lead into Space Jam 2. A little later on in the year. Here's what we know so far, and we spoke about it on Friday, that there will be a reworked Lola Bunny. Lola Bunny in Space Jam 2 will be having a breast reduction. Hey, no need for that. No need for the sad trombone on International Women's Day. Lola Bunny is a strong, independent cartoon female rabbit. She has put on a little bit of weight over the years and will be known more for her strong character rather than her physical demeanour. And I'm all for it, despite being heavily against it on Friday. Now I've changed my tune for International Women's Day. What else do we know? LeBron James, of course, will be the NBA star, starring alongside the Toon Squad for Space Jam 2, taking Michael Jordan's place. What else do we know? Well, this has come to my mind. The Monstars, of course, the villains, the five little monsters that turned big and took on the Toon Squad, the Monstars will no longer be known as the Monstars. They'll be the same squad, but now known as the Goon Squad. Yeah, no, now that I can do a wrong trombone sound effect too. I don't know about that. The Goon Squad instead of the Monstars. Is it the Goon Squad versus the Toon Squad? Too many squads, in my opinion. This is raising small alarm bells at the moment. But this is what brings it right back now. This is something that I was unaware of. Now listen carefully. Space Jam 2, the film, technically won't be a sequel, but a reboot. Now that's huge. So this won't be a follow-on. This will basically be a reimagining of the first Space Jam, which opens up doors for things that they can now get away with again. Instead of being like, oh no, you couldn't do this in Space Jam 2 because you already did that in Space Jam 1. Now because it's a reboot, you could get away with most things again. This could all of a sudden change from being a Hangover 1 to Hangover 2 situation, where it's the same scenes, just at a different place. All the magic of Space Jam 1 all of a sudden can be encapsulated in Space Jam 2. And this pricks my ears up and makes my nipples stand on end. I think I'd like to lead the charge in the Space Jam 2 Movie Critics Club, where Space Jam 2, a little later on in the year, needs a certain amount of things of criteria that it needs to meet. Now, upon news of this reboot, not technically a sequel anymore, I don't think it's too much to ask for us to have a Porky Pig stutter scene in Space Jam 2. I think that really made it in Space Jam 1. Just a small little cameo from Porky Pig. Mr. Jordan. And he's rubbing his little tiny little pig's tail around his fat little pink stomach. I don't think that's too much to ask now for Space Jam 2. And I'll be bitterly disappointed if that is not in Space Jam 2. Foghorn Leghorn, the chicken. I think he needs to get a line or two, preferably burnt to a cinder again with a pizza delivery line in there on court. I don't think that's too much to ask. 133353. What do they need in the Space Jam 2 scenes for it to be a success, by the way? I would like to see the granny come back for another cameo of some knitting on the sidelines. I think she kept the team pepped up in the locker room breaks. If the granny is not in Space Jam 2, I'm going to deem it as a bit of a failure. What needs to be in Space Jam 2? And this is no ifs or buts about it. Quad City DJs need to be included in the soundtrack. Needs to. This is a reboot, guys. It's not a sequel anymore. You can repeat the songs. Quad City DJs needs to be in it. And my final demand, my long, final, essential demand for Space Jam 2 that needs to be in Space Jam 2, and I won't take no for an answer. LeBron James's arm needs to extend via CGI for a super dunk. There's only one way. You need to see LeBron's arm stretch out for a super dunk to win the match. 133-53. What needs to be in Space Jam 2? Otherwise, it's a monumental failure. Damien in Frankston North, you're up and about tonight.
How are you, Danny?
Yeah.
Hasn't been a good weekend for myself.
Oh, well, I'm sad to hear about that, but let's see if we can perk it up a little bit with some wholesome Space Jam 2 discussion. What needs to be in there?
I reckon more humans. Oh. I watched it over the weekend. I just reckon there needs to be more humans. Not sure who, but just some more.
Okay, so you're suggesting Looney Tunes was a little too cartoony for your
Yeah.
life. I see.
I've watched it about 5 or 6 times.
Okay.
And
all right. So,
yeah, I just think there needs to be more humans.
Yeah, I understand. It did feel a little bit too cartoony for me, come to think of it, the 6th time that I watched it. So, of course, we've got Michael Jordan. You've got his kids that play great roles. You've got that fat man.
I love basketball. And
oh, yeah. Oh, me as well. You're preaching to the choir, buddy. Absolutely. The fat man was there. And then who was there? Bill Murray.
That's the one, yeah. I went to the basketball on Saturday. It was
oh,
good.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd love to go next Saturday. So that's always a bit of fun for me as well. John in Campbelltown. Hello.
Danny, how are you, bud?
Good, thank you. Hope your weekend was all right. Let's have some wholesome Space Jam 2 discussion. I mean, very heated before. You heard me and Damien are really locking horns with the cartoon to human ratio in Space Jam 1. But it was all evened out when we realised that the real winner was basketball. He went last weekend. I'll go this weekend. What do you think for Space Jam 2? What needs to be in there?
I think it needs the Roadrunner and the Coyote, you know, with the knife and fork in his hands and the napkin and the drool coming out his tongue.
Yes.
And just ripping around the bloody court while the bloody game's on, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah. I remember he did have one big scene in Space Jam 1 where Coyote did, as coyotes do, and sort of went round in a bit of a whirlwind. And I believe he ate half of his basketball Guernsey. From memory. And the OCD.
Was it an Acme jersey?
He may have Acme bombed it a little bit. I think it was the original Toon Squad, but I think there was some TNT involved in it. And the OCD 8-year-old in me actually didn't like it at the time, but I appreciate his commitment to the cause. He is more of a method actor and more of one of the classically trained.
Yeah,
in
everything
the Toon
was
Squad.
Acme, wasn't it? From the dynamite to the bloody slingshots, Acme, the Acme company.
Yes. Now, it sounds like you know more about the violent Looney Tunes characters than me, but who was that one with the guns, the angry man with the psoriasis on his scalp and the varicose veins
Yosemite
on his nose.
Sam.
Yosemite Sam, that was the one. There was always two that were up to no good, Wile E. Coyote and Yosemite Sam. Now, what are your thoughts on Yosemite Sam having guns in Space Jam 2? We're a more woke society in this day and age. Are we anti-guns for Space Jam 2?
He should have machine guns
wow,
by now,
yeah.
shouldn't he?
Big from you. Big call,
yeah,
Johnny.
Yeah, go from the six shooter to bloody, let's modernise Yosemite Sam and you can have an automatic bloody machine gun.
I say so. AK-47 for Yosemite in Space Jam 2. Otherwise, I'm not going to be happy about it. And what a great song to just have one of those cartoon shoot 'em up scenes. Yosemite in slow-mo, just blowing bullets out all over the Goon Squad. Chris in Smithfield, hello.
How you going, Danny?
Yeah, good, thank you. Just discussing the ins and outs on what will determine the success of Space Jam 2. For me, I've already listed a lot. Can I just add one more to the discussion? I want LeBron's business shoe to get stuck on one of the wooden floorboards, much like it did in Space Jam 1. And I want a field trip to LeBron's house to pick up his gear.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Yeah. What else do you want?
Bill Murray.
Oh, yes.
He definitely has to be number 2.
Oh, I love it. I'm all for it. Unfortunately, on my dossier, excuse me, I've just got all these notes on my dossier here. But in my dossier, it says nothing about Bill Murray. Now, there is talk of a Derek Lawrence. Derek Lawrence from Entertainment Weekly wrote there's talk of a Don Cheadle. Would a Don Cheadle suffice for your Bill Murray?
Nah, Bill Murray, no. Murray running down the court, that's what you need.
Yeah, no. Less Don, more Bill. Yes, so true. Yeah. Couldn't agree more. Damien in Frankston North, you're up and about tonight.
How are you, Danny?
Yeah.
Hasn't been a good weekend for myself.
Oh, well, I'm sad to hear about that, but let's see if we can perk it up a little bit with some wholesome Space Jam 2 discussion. What needs to be in there?
I reckon more humans. I watched it over the weekend. I just reckon there needs to be more humans. Not sure who, but just some more.
Okay, so you're suggesting Looney Tunes was a little too cartoony for your
yeah.
life.
Yeah.
I see.
I've watched it about 5 or 6 times.
Okay.
And
All right. So
yeah, I just think there needs to be more human.
Yeah, I understand. It did feel a little bit too cartoony for me, come to think of it, the sixth time that I watched it. So, you, of course, you've got Michael Jordan. You've got his kids that play great roles. You've got that fat man.
I love basketball. And
oh, yeah. Oh, me as well. You're preaching to the choir, buddy. Absolutely. The fat man was there. And then who was there? Bill Murray.
That's the one, yeah. I went to the basketball on Saturday. It was good.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd love to go next Saturday. So that's always a bit of fun for me as well. John in Campbelltown. Hello.
Danny, how are you, bud?
Good, thank you. Hope your weekend was all right. Let's have some wholesome Space Jam 2 discussion. I mean, very heated before. You heard me and Damien are really locking horns with the cartoon to human ratio in Space Jam 1. But it was all evened out when we realised that the real winner was basketball. He went last weekend. I'll go this weekend. What do you think for Space Jam 2? What needs to be in there?
I think it needs the Roadrunner and the Coyote, you know, with the knife and fork in his hands and the napkin and the drool coming out his tongue.
Yes.
And just ripping around the bloody court while the bloody game's on. You know?
Yeah. I remember he did have one big scene in Space Jam 1 where Coyote did, as coyotes do, and sort of went round in a bit of a whirlwind. And I believe he ate half of his basketball Guernsey. From memory. And the OCD.
Was it an Acme jersey?
He may have Acme bombed it a little bit. I think it was the original Toon Squad, but I think there was some TNT involved in it. And the OCD 8-year-old in me actually didn't like it at the time, but I appreciate his commitment to the cause. He is more of a method actor and more of one of the classically trained. Yeah, in the
everything
Toon
was
Squad.
Acme, wasn't it? From the dynamite to the bloody slingshots, Acme, the Acme company.
Yes. Now, it sounds like you know more about the violent Looney Tunes characters than me, but who was that one with the guns, the angry man with the psoriasis on his scalp and the varicose veins on his nose?
Yosemite Sam.
Yosemite Sam, that was the one. There was always two that were up to no good, Wile E. Coyote and Yosemite Sam. Now, what are your thoughts on Yosemite Sam having guns in Space Jam 2? We're a more woke society in this day and age. Are we anti-guns for Space Jam 2?
He should have machine guns
by
now, shouldn't he?
Big from you. Big call, Johnny.
Yeah, go from the six-shooter to bloody, let's modernise Yosemite Sam, and you can have an automatic bloody machine gun.
I say so. AK-47 for Yosemite in Space Jam 2. Otherwise, I'm not going to be happy about all that. And what a great song to just have one of those cartoon shoot 'em up scenes. Yosemite in slow-mo, just blowing bullets out all over the Goon Squad. Chris in Smithfield, hello.
How you going, Danny?
Yeah, good, thank you. Just discussing the ins and outs on what will determine the success of Space Jam 2. For me, I've already listed a lot. Can I just add one more to the discussion? I want LeBron's business shoe to get stuck on one of the wooden floorboards, much like it did in Space Jam 1. And I want a field trip to LeBron's house to pick up his gear.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Yeah. What else do you want?
Bill Murray.
Oh, yes.
He definitely has to be number two.
I love it. I'm all for it. Unfortunately, on my dossier, excuse me, I've just got all these notes on my dossier here. But in my dossier, it says nothing about Bill Murray. Now, there is talk of a Derek Lawrence. Derek Lawrence from Entertainment Weekly wrote there's talk of a Don Cheadle. Would a Don Cheadle suffice for your Bill Murray?
Murray running down the court, that's what you need. Yeah,
no. Less Don, more Bill. Yes, so true. Yeah. Couldn't agree more.
The Danny Lakey Show Catch-Up Podcast.
Nice story coming out of the People's Democratic Republic of China. Zoo in China accused of trying to pass dog off as wolf. A Chinese zoo has caused a bit of a stir this week after it appeared to be attempting to pass off a dog as a wolf. A wolf in dog's clothing. Footage shared on social media by a visitor at the Zhangwushan Zoo in Jianing, Hubei Province. Showed a pooch that looked like a Rottweiler lying down on its side in a cage. Now, I've got the photo here. Can confirm it's a Rottie. There's no doubt. And I know my wolves and I know my dogs. And there's no doubt about it. This is just a Rottweiler in a wolf's cage. As the man approached the dog, he asked, "Woof, are you a wolf?" To which the dog replied, no, I'm not. The clip has since gone viral with social media users poking fun at the bizarre switch. One person wrote, "At least get a husky." Yeah, I think he's got a point there. I think if you're going to try and fool the zoo customers into thinking that you still have a legitimate wolf, you need to go half dog, half wolf. You need to look at these options. Whilst another joked, "Relax, aren't dogs and wolves related?" someone saying, yeah, technically it is a wolf. They're not wrong. It is a wolf. Dogs are just wolf's ancestors. I think if you look back into the genus code, it is a wolf. Which, yeah, okay, we all understand that. But you can't do that. It's like a Jenga tower. You put one dog in a wolf enclosure, all of a sudden the whole zoo comes crumbling down. You can't live by that zoo logic in just technically having those animals. Otherwise, the whole of the Zhangwushan Zoo in Jinan, Hubei province goes out the window. Hello, everyone, and thanks for visiting the Zhangwushan Zoo in Jianning, Hubei province. Let's start the tour, shall we? Over here to our left, you'll see Rover, the majestic wolf.
That's just a dog.
Yes, exactly. It may be a dog, but it is still a wolf. Now, as we continue on to our big cat enclosure, this is Mittens and Whisker over there in the corner, who look like they need feeding.
Well, those are just cats. They're just morbidly obese cats.
Yes, exactly. They may be cats, but they are still big cats. Now, as we move over to the Bat Cave, an ancient cave full of the wonder that are the bats hanging from the ceiling. We'll have to be quiet here.
Oh, these are just old cricket bats tied to the ceiling with string.
Yes, exactly. They may be old cricket bats, but they are still bats. As we exit the cave, you'll see Ivan, the big Russian bear.
A big boned Russian gay guy in a G-string.
Yes, exactly. Ivan identifies as a bear, and he is Russian, definitely making him a Russian bear.
Yes, I'm looking to get out of this cage to find my little Chinese Twinkie bum.
Okay, thank you, Ivan. Moving on. We're left baffled after Diver appears to be naked on TV. Ooh. Put some clothes on. Twitter users are baffled over a diver who appeared to be naked on screen during a televised competition. American Jake Lowe was preparing to perform a reverse somersault tuck. Yeah, I bet he was. In a diving competition televised on ESPN. However, he was mortified to find himself appearing naked on screen as the TV captions had covered his swimming trunks, making it appear as though he had nothing on. Oh, I see. So Lowe's claiming to just have the Speedos on. But then in all great sporting broadcasts, sometimes graphics come across the screen, and this is in the bottom lower left-hand quadrant. And yeah, it says Jake Lowe, reverse 1.5 somersault tuck, round 4, and it's covering any evidence of any Speedos there. But you can see his leg and tummy, both sides of it. So it does. None the wiser, really. I mean, Jake, we're going to have to take his word for it that he was wearing any clothes at all, because there's nothing in this picture to suggest that he was. He was mortified to find himself on TV, naked on screen. Jake posted the offending screenshot on his Twitter page with the caption, ESPN did me so dirty tonight. Well, yeah, it looks like it. I wouldn't be surprised if maybe this is a new form of diving where the men are naked and are providing all sorts of different skills that we've never seen before in relation to the tuck and roll. Here we are back at the Nude Men's Puppetry of the Penis Diving Championships. First up, we have Joseph Ajani from Jamaica. Traditionally not a diving nation, but with the introduction of the new genitalia shaping event, we've seen a lot more Caribbean athletes becoming involved at the top of the sport. Ajani sets himself with the reverse tuck, opens up into Eiffel Tower, winds back into an atomic mushroom, attempts to quickly twist into the Loch Ness Monster, and a clean splash entry. Remarkable from the young man. The judges have to be impressed with that. Next up, Alexei Rublev from Russia. Got his start as a stunt cock in Russian housewife pornographic films. Has moved into diving over the past 3 years. Has never been happier. Alexei's a little excited here. Struggling to tuck behind. He'll have to calm himself down. Sets nicely, straight into Baby Bird, grasps firmly to form the brain, and then into the difficult maneuver of the windsurfer, and another perfect twist upon entry for Rublev. Now we move on to Zhi Zhang Wang from China, not the most genetically gifted diver of the lot. Has to make do with what he's got, but you'll never find a diver with more heart than Zhi Zhang. Sets, tucks into the fruit bat, somersaults down into the wristwatch, tries to wind up in the hamburger, or is it the hot dog? Oh, can't get it away in time. That's got to hurt. And as we see on the replay, just couldn't get into hot dog quick enough. And a big splash on impact. I think that hot dog's turned into mincemeat. I mean, it's 2021. We're a woke society in this day and age. I don't think doing lowbrow humour is going to help us progress forward as a human species. And unfortunately, the time has come. I'm prepared to draw a big black line right through any more Uranus jokes. There's a time and a place, guys, and that time was 2020. And unfortunately, there is still too much Uranus jokes going around. And for a while there, we're on the precipice, probably back in 2010, there was a large community of people trying to convince everyone that Uranus was actually pronounced Uranus to try and prevent this kind of play on words, double entendre punnery. And we, as the society, said, no, it's still Uranus. Don't take all our fun away. Unfortunately, this is a new millennium now. This is a new decade, and I won't be standing for it anymore. And I think I reached my last straw today when I read this article. Uranus is 4 times larger than planet Earth. Scientific fact it may be, but I know what the headline's doing. I know what they're doing between the lines here. It reads on, it is the 7th furthest planet from the sun. But just how big is Uranus? Yeah, I know what you're doing here. I know what you're doing, journalist. Uranus and Neptune differ from other planets in our solar system in that they're classified as ice giants, with the former considered to be the larger of the two. Oh, I didn't know that. You know why you didn't know that? Because we were too busy doing lowbrow Uranus gear the whole time. Part of the reason we call them ice giants is because they actually have a lot of water ice. So while some of the other gas giant planets are mostly hydrogen and helium, they're predominantly water and other ices. Oh, interesting. I didn't know that about Uranus. You know why? Because we've been doing low-hanging fruit. Low Uranus humor. Interesting stuff. Although the ice is in Uranus, atmosphere mean it has the coldest planetary atmosphere in the solar system. But of what of Uranus's size? Well, according to NASA's space website, if Earth were a large apple, Uranus would be the size of a basketball. Oh, come on, NASA. The thing about Uranus is, though, like many other bodies in the solar system, the fact that it spins means that it creates a slight bulge around its centre. Okay, now you're just having a laugh in this article. No more Uranus stuff. No more treating Uranus the ice giant planet. It deserves respect like our human sphincter. It's chalk and cheese, no longer. And unfortunately, it's not only this article. There is mainstream television news outlets around the world still doing low Uranus gear, to which I'm sick of. Have a listen to this very casual scientific report.
Scientists say the planet smells like rotten eggs.
Uranus smells like rotten eggs.
Uranus smells like rotten eggs.
No. No, I won't have it anymore. That's the last time we're playing low-hanging news anchors making fun of Uranus. This happened on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Though most planets are named after Roman deities, what is the only one named for a figure in Greek mythology? Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus.
I can't even put a finger on Uranus.
Oh. You're going to cut that out.
Oh, a standing O, is it? A standing ovation? Is that what we've come to? 133353, speak now, forever hold your peace about any Uranus jokes, because there will be no more after tonight. I will make it my due diligence that we will not be doing any more Uranus gear. 133353, I'll be dumping any future Uranus content. I will be making sure that no more Uranus stuff gets to air. I'll be making sure that I don't use any more Uranus stuff. And I pledge to never laugh at a Uranus joke again. Speak now, forever hold Uranus. Who could forget this one where the American news anchor was left hanging after a smooth segue transition from Uranus content into sport?
When on space missions, astronauts get used to eating freeze-dried foods, but today there's something fresh. Astronauts on board the International Space Station were able to sample some red romaine lettuce. Love it. Agriculture that's out of this world.
Gotta say, it seems like a better idea than eating food grown on Uranus. Let's take a look at the game of the night.
That's Uranus.
Well, get the laughs out now, guys, because it ain't happening in the next couple of minutes after we do this break. News anchors, they're a very woke species. The two girls that were presenting the news weren't laughing at that sports reporter's heinous joke one bit. And I say, well done. Stunning. Brave. Especially on a day like today. Scott in New South Wales. Get it out now, mate, because I'm telling you, well, this won't fly. This won't fly after 9 o'clock tonight.
One bit. How you going, mate?
Yeah, good, thank you. What's your Uranus gear?
I actually live off Uranus.
That's Uranus!
my street that runs off Uranus Road, and just up the road from me is a street called Virginia Street, and you can put that, well, you can think about that yourself, and just up the road from that is Condom Avenue, so... Never walk alone.
That's Uranus.
Yeah, I love it when I've got to do the majority of the connecting to the jokes. Look, this sounds more like a whole heap of street facts to which I never saw coming. We'll have to review the footage, Scott, with that first Uranus joke, but I think the rest can stay because that's quite valuable information. Paul in Newport, hello.
G'day, Danny.
My young fella
asked me the time the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I said, time's half past Uranus, quarter to your balls.
That's Uranus.
I forgot about that one. I forgot about the classic dad response of some genitalia. The X-rated version of, oh, Dad, what's the time? Oh, time for you to get a watch. No, he's gone one further. He's done all the genital hotspots. I like that. I do like it a lot, but it won't fly after 8:30 tonight. No theory, no more anymore. We will go to one more call, but there's this sad, this is some great audio from a sad university lecturer who's clearly a very science type, who's trying to inject some fun, but just hasn't worked on the delivery of this Uranus stuff.
My favorite joke about, so there's lots of jokes about the name, is when somebody says things like there's rings around, you know, Uranus, instead of pointing out the obviousness of the joke, I like to just say, excuse me, if someone says that, you can respond similarly. I have not copyrighted that.
Barrel of laughs, is that, Professor? Yeah, more gear from you, please, Prof. What fun. Jason in Cronulla. This is the last call, so this is a bit of history being made here. There will be no more Uranus jokes after this, Jason.
Well, I'm very privileged to have the last joke, but the only good thing coming out of that TV show on Channel 7, holy moly, is Uranus.
That's Uranus.
It's very good. Of course, referring to one of the great obstacles in the show, Uranus. They clearly, and they're an example of mainstream media gone wild. They've done that as well. They know very well what they're doing. They were trying to ignore it. They're trying to keep the elephant in the room at bay. Oh, yeah, the ball goes up Uranus. Oh, we don't know what we're saying. We know you, Channel 7, for goodness sake. Yeah. Oh, it's got stuck in Uranus again.
The fact that every time the Sherbo heard Uranus, he blushed like there's no tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
Well, Sherbo knows that if he gets stuck in Uranus, there may be no coming out for that man. Unbelievable. Seeds.
Doesn't matter how big a lunchbox you have.
No, not all the anuses in the world could help Shervo ease out of one of those things. And just like that, the Uranus gear is gone. No more laughs, no more chortles, no more chuckles at the thought of Uranus's double entendre of a planet and an asshole. Daddy Lakey.
Triple M.